This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is always my pleasure to join you each and every week at this very same time, because I get to talk to lots of friends. Auto World, the program, has been on the air since 1992. Actually started in a different time slot. I went on to be the host of Motor Trend Radio and then another program called Motor News Weekly, which was a follow-up program to Motor Trend. And then when those programs were ceased for financial reasons, change of ownership of the companies and et cetera, I bundled them all in together. So now we have 7 hours of Auto World each and every week. So we keep it busy here. And over the last year or so, I've been having some health problems. So we are sorry for some of the replays that we've done, but things are looking up for me, and that's going to mean more live content for you. Joining us in this hour of the program is a gentleman who's got a really cool business in Washington State. It's called Maximilian Motorsports. He does repairs for just about any high-end vehicle or just about any vehicle. He works on racing machines. He does restyling. He does restoring. He does recycling and sales and service. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's my pleasure to welcome Max back to Auto World. Max, how you doing?
Doing well, and I'm glad to hear you're doing well as well.
Well, thank you so much. Wanted to ask you, lately, I've been looking at, it's amazing how some of the, we've talked about this before, but it's fresh on my mind, how some of the high-end brands depreciate. It's not unusual now for to see a 10-year-old Mercedes, let's say 55 AMG, for $10,000, and this is a car that, depending on which model it was, let's say it was an SL, it was over $100,000. Even Bentley, I've noticed there's been some Continentals for sale in the $45,000 range, and it's very tempting for a lot of folks to buy cars like that, but just remind me again that even though you're getting a car at $100,000 or more discount, when it comes to repairs, it's still going to be playing on the field in which it was initially launched.
Well, as I always say, unicorn food is expensive. When you get a low production vehicle, in the scheme of things, the care and feeding of it didn't suddenly get stripped down in its price as well. So new components, complexity, it's going to still be present regardless of the price. That said, if you're judicious and you're very savvy in what models you choose, you can navigate that with less landmines, but not in absolution. The Continentals, you can find used parts. You're going to have to really do a lot of research. If you have a standard service provider, they're going to not spend hours hunting down to find the used Bentley part or the used Ferrari part or whatever it may be. They're just going to roll over to the dealership, and the price is the price is the price, and consequently, I remember a long time ago my father said there's two kinds of cars. Some cars are inexpensive to purchase, but the maintenance and parts are expensive, and then there's some cars that are relatively expensive, but the maintenance and care is inexpensive. There are some exotics or pseudo-exotics that are pretty durable vehicles, and then there are some that are just hideously expensive. So the merit of some of the AMG products is that you have a lot of underpinnings and items that are, you know, more pedestrian, so that's going to keep the cost down. Your AMG-specific parts are going to be very expensive, though.
That would make sense.
All the parts are going to be expensive all across the board, with the exception of some that are interchanged with some other models, if you're really savvy.
Of the exotic brands, which would you recommend if somebody wanted to buy one of these vehicles, an older high-end vehicle at a reduced depreciated price? What are some of the brands that you would favor?
Well, you know, anything that shares the drivetrain or body parts or trim or electronics with a much higher production automobile. So if it was a BMW, it'd be an Alpina. If there's a Mercedes, it'd be an AMG. But then, again, as I expressed, if you go to Maserati, there was never any volume production, so it's going to be expensive. Unless you can get them so cheaply, you can get two of them and have a parts car.
Very good. That's the way to go. The Alpinas are very rare automobiles, and I've seen some of those at tremendous discounts, but not anywhere near the discounts that I'm seeing on some other vehicles. But like so many things in life, you kind of get what you pay for. So sooner or later, like your dad said, you're gonna have to shell out the money or work with someone like yourself who can find that little missing part that isn't necessarily manufactured anymore.
A weird car coming in, LaForza. And I don't know if you remember those SUVs. They were sort of cashing in on SUVs before SUVs were a big craze. They probably only imported 600 in. 200 by the original company, then the gentleman that imported them, the original company went to jail for embezzlement or something, and then there's 400 remaining, and I spoke to the importer because I needed some parts, and I asked him about some silly parts, and he's like, yeah, you'll probably want to rebuild those switches and things like that. So, you know, a lot of times, just the internet has made it a lot easier for people to know what parts interchange, but with that advent of the internet, the newer you get for the car, the more realistically that car is going to have very vehicle-specific components. If you go back through the annals of time, let's take a DeLorean. The engine and transmission is the Renault transmission. It's also used by the Esprit. The engine is Peugeot, Renault, Volvo. The steering wheel and switch gears are over 3,500. The glove box lock is the Volkswagen Audi. If you really know your car parts, you aren't necessarily having to roll over and pay premium for them or find yourself in a very rough place trying to get parts that are made of unobtainium. So that's a plus with cars prior to, say, the 1990s, is that some of the lower production vehicle manufacturers had to source their parts from large manufacturers, and therefore, if you're savvy, you can get the parts. I think pretty much by the 90s, with the advent of being able to do small runs with CNC machines, that really alleviated a lot of that.
That's very true, and the global ownership of many brands under one umbrella certainly probably helps things as well. As you know, the one time that I got a chance to drive a Lamborghini Gallardo, you know, I looked at that switchgear and it was right out of Audi. I mean, it was plain as day. There wasn't anything. They weren't trying to do something fancy, so they were going into the Volkswagen Audi portfolio of parts to put the heater and air conditioning and different switches and controls. They didn't manufacture something specific for Lamborghini.
Well, I mean, even Tesla does that. Tesla likes to think that they make everything themselves, but their parts bin procurer from day one. The original vehicle was a Lotus, even though they claim it really wasn't. If you would say, they get queasy about that, but even their models today, switch and so forth. So.
Yeah, who could not see that original two-seater Tesla with its 2,000 laptop batteries was indeed a Lotus? This is Auto World. We're going to have more with Max from Maximilian Motorsports after we take a quick break for messages. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
You're in luck because Dave Sargent is with us, Vice President of Global Automotive at JD Power, and we're talking about the great ambition and great passion for vehicles. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you because He does everything, whether it's repair work, restyling, restoration, sales and service. He'll work with your racing machine, and does a lot of very unique things. Max, the other thing that you do is a lot of shops, when they come to these high-end cars or antique cars, they don't offer any type of warranty, but you offer some really comprehensive warranties.
Well, you know, bottom line is that people understand if they're used parts, which sometimes is the only choice you have for classic cars, and if, you know, your limitations there. But, you know, the big thing is that a lot of the cars we get, people flat won't work on them because they don't know where to get the parts. They aren't familiar with them, and they don't know the history of them. And quite frankly, there's not enough volume for a lot of people, and they're not passionate about what they do. And that goes to any vocation, such as yourself. You're passionate about what you do, and others in other vocations. And I think once people see passion, it's infectious, and they get excited about their car, where maybe before it was more of a drudgery, and people would you know, say, hey, get rid of this car, this is no good, or you can't fix it. And it really can be a path to really falling out of love with someone's passion.
Wow, that is so true, absolutely. Passion plays a big role when it comes to a position like myself or yourself with dealing with some of these high-end vehicles. And I know you do a lot of modern technology. You utilize a lot of modern technology. And that's one thing that we hear lately is, you know, there is a shortage of technicians out there just for regular new car dealers, because a lot of younger folks haven't gone into the automotive trade thinking it was a really messy, dirty job. Well, it can be sometimes, but the fact of the matter is, especially when dealing with newer vehicles, you're dealing with quite the opposite. You're dealing with a lot of computer and other types of software.
Well, for sure. The technology has advanced. The cars that we deal with are far more sophisticated than the space program that originally was dealing with. And when the day is done, yes, there is a shortage, but I think really what we are at a third transition with the industry. The first transition was from conversion to, from carburetors to fuel injection and electronic ignition. The second conversion was to CAN bus and networking for newer cars. And now with the hybrids and electrics, we're at the third conversion. And each time, it narrows the funnel of skilled workers and able to do it, because it takes more intelligence. It used to be very physical and very physically demanding. Now, again, it's intellectually, you have to be able to understand things in theory opposed to physically see them. And it is a person that has to be very aware of advancing technology. You can't hit a threshold and say, I'm done, I don't have to learn anymore. And I think a lot of times I hear amongst many shop owners is that they can't get technicians. Well, you know, I think those are the shop owners that aren't involving themselves with the community, that aren't involving themselves with making an investment in employees. Everyone that's come to work with me has basically started in the shop. They've had a passion. And if you have a passion, I can advance from there. But if you don't have a passion and you're just looking for a job, then this is not the place. I think so many people say they want to earn money. That's not the end goal. The end goal is to find your passion. And if you're good at it, you will have an income. And I think a lot of people in this industry want to malign millennials. And I think that's just ageist. The bottom line is that I've several millennials that I work with, they're smart, they are capable, and I think it's just that so many people want to blame a generation opposed to the shop owner nurturing and being involved with their community and really reaching out and finding those enthusiasts.
Very well said, Max. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com, if you have a question about restoring or your racing car, getting it prepped for a particular race or a particular racing season. If you want to talk about some of the other things that Max is involved with, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Max, I know you do an awful lot of restoration projects. What do you have in the shop right now?
We have... I mentioned that LaForza, which, you know, we break cars down to segments. We have that one's pretty much just bringing up speed again. A 65 Mustang resto mod, a 66 Volkswagen panel bus, and we're going to be starting on a DeLorean here shortly. So, and then there's a couple Porsche 911s. So, you know, the large spectrum of things. We get, like I say, a very eclectic selection of automobiles. And if I can step in here, the biggest thing if anyone embarks upon a project is to know what you want at the end game. And even if it takes longer or such, that's the best way. Because if you start making this A to B to C desires, you're going to have a very frustrating and expensive proposition. So I always ask people to sit down and really just tell me what they desire out of the vehicle, and then we can get that goal, even if it's in three or four different segments. Then, well, I'll just put this motor in it, and then I'll build another motor that I really want. That gets expensive.
Yeah, I would imagine it would. Interesting that you bring up DeLorean. There's a vehicle that, for whatever reason, has always called to me. I never was particularly fond of that V6 power plant, but I would imagine you probably would suggest leaving that power plant in that vehicle, or would it be possible to upgrade the power plant into something a little bit more youthful, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. So this customer, we're going to find out what their goals are. We're going to have a chat. Then send it to see. We can put Laker motor in it. They use that in the Eagle Premier, and it was a 3-liter. They could have a turbocharged form, or just put an LS motor in there. Yeah, LS will fit.
Wow, that would be so cool. Let's take a timeout and more on the other side with Max from Maximilian Motorsports. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is expected to announce his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday night.
I'll probably be decided tonight or tomorrow sometime by 12 o'clock, and I think we're going to all be meeting at 9 o'clock.
The U.S. is pushing back against criticism by North Korea that Washington has been gangster-like in its approach to negotiations. Republican Senator Joni Ernst tells CBS's Face the Nation that she's taking a wait-and-see approach on joint drills with South Korea.
I think we should continue with military exercises. Obviously, I believe that they have a purpose in keeping the peninsula safe and making sure that should anything ever happen, we are well rehearsed with our allies to engage. So I would say soon if we don't see those talks continue.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We move from J.D. Power to Hot Rod Magazine's Drag Week 2018. It's to crown the fastest streetcar in America, coming up September 9th through 14th at Premier Tracks. 4 cities, 5 days, 1,000-plus miles, and we're going to tell everybody all about it. And it's an exciting event. It's now in its 14th year. And during my years at Motor Trend, which without question were the happiest years of my professional life, I went on many a hot rod event. And this is a really cool one. So telling us all about it is the gentleman that is in charge of, let's see, my computer just did a funky thing on me, so pardon me, as they used to say on Saturday Night Live, talk amongst yourselves. Senior Director of Automotive Events, and the gentleman's name is Michael Deere. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and I apologize for that rather choppy intro, but my computer decided to do one of those installs right at the wrong time and shut everything down. So I didn't have all the information in front of me. But how long have you been with the Motor Trend Group?
So I've been with Motor Train Group just a little over 2 years now in this role, and coming up, this will be my third Hot Rod Drag Week. I'm responsible, as you said in the intro there, for many of our events within the group, and I got to say that out of the 20-plus events across the country that I'm responsible for, I do get the most excited about this one. I'm probably not supposed to say that, but it's a fantastic event, and really excited to get back out there again in September and go at it again.
Let's talk a little bit about the nuances, the particulars of the Hot Rod Drag Week. This is an all-encompassing competition because not only are you doing drag strip racing, but folks have to drive their cars from one city to another. Tell us a little bit about how it works.
Yeah, it's grueling. It really is, and it's kind of the main point that sets this event apart from others that are out there on the calendar. So it's four tracks. We've got 5 days of racing. We're going to do a tech and test and tune day on the Sunday in Atlanta at Atlanta Dragway. And then Monday we go racing. So everybody just needs to really just put down the best time that they're comfortable with, whether that's the first run, the second run, the third run, or whatever it might be. As soon as they get that ET that they like, they're going to go and hand their time slip in, and they're going to get a map with directions, and that's going to send them off to the next track, which would be Darlington. So you'll see we've got 400 registered vehicles. You'll see all 400 of those head off on Monday, late morning, early afternoon, and do 200-plus miles on the street. Generally, we put them on the back roads, but we do get on the interstate from time to time. And they'll get into Darlington. Some are lucky enough to get there at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, and others that aren't so fortunate will roll into the hotel parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning and get a couple hours sleep and go at it again. And they're going to do that every day and until we get into back to Atlanta on Friday for finals day. And 300 might make it, 320 might make it. It really depends. But we do have a lot of attrition throughout the week just because of the intense environment that we put these cars and drivers through for the week.
And again, four cities: Commerce, Georgia; Darlington, South Carolina; Concord, North Carolina; and Bristol, Tennessee. So they're going to see some cool sights along the way as well. I understand that the participants have to follow the specified route, and you guys require photographic evidence of that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we do. So we're actually out and planning the route right now, and I got to say this will probably be one of the most scenic and beautiful, interesting routes that we've taken these guys on. All four tracks that we're going to in 2018 are brand new to Hot Rod Drag Week. So in the 14-year history of the event, we've never been to these tracks. So that's something that we're really excited about there, and also they have to go. They have generally two checkpoints each leg. That's a predetermined checkpoint. It might be, it doesn't matter exactly what it is, but we'll go send them all there, and they've got to get their photo of themselves in the backdrop, and then the next day, when they come to hand in their time slip and get their map, they'll actually have to show our staff those photos as proof that they actually did follow that route that we told them to the day previous.
Folks must get so excited about this. As you said, you're going to have more than 400 participants. And I would imagine even if you're not one of the top racers, you don't necessarily have a shot at winning. Just the adventure of being able to go on these drag racing strips and also to be able to do, just like the professionals, tuning and runs before everything kicks off.
Yeah, what we say is in many cases finishing is winning, because there, like I said before, there really is a lot that aren't fortunate enough to to make it through to that final day. So, you know, finishing is winning, but, you know, we have about 15 different classes that we put them into, so there is a good opportunity for everyone within their class to be, you know, to have a shot at taking home an award at the end of the week. But really, it's a big family, and you know, people work extremely hard all year round, preparing their cars, getting them ready, getting the tune right, you know, specific to the tracks that we're going to go to. And it's an event that I know a lot of these guys mark on their calendar as a do not miss every year, and really look forward to getting out there and catching up with friends that they maybe haven't seen since drag week last year, and just trying to get out there and put the best possible time down. But really getting back to Atlanta on Friday is really a huge achievement in itself.
Michael Deere is Senior Director of Automotive Events at the Motor Trend Group. We're telling you all about the Hot Rod Drag Week 2018 to crown the fastest streetcar in America. And like you say, this is a dream come true, something to put on the bucket list of a driver. I would imagine, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, that you have a lot of repeats. A lot of folks probably make this part of their yearly calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't know the exact number, but out of that 400, there's definitely a lot that have been with us before, and quite a few that have been with us for, you know, 5, 6, 7 or more, maybe 10 plus drive weeks. So, yeah, they don't want to miss. And you know, something that we're looking at this year is we've got Mr. Larry Larson registered with us this year, 5-time winner of Drag Week previously, and the talk that he's going to come back out and go up against Jeff Lutz and Tom Bailey and last year's winner David Schroeder. So it's on this year.
It's going to be lots of fun. When we come back on the other side, we'll tell you more about Hot Rod's Drag Week 2018, crowning the fastest streetcar in America.
Rolled up on the ride, rolled down the window of his shiny new drag, and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, "You're on, buddy, mom, nails red and fine."
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Our special guest is Max from Maximilian Motorsports. It's located in Washington. Never mind that. Max is from all over North America. And Max, it's not unusual for you to have vehicles from just about every place.
Yes, we do get an eclectic selection of where cars come from. The bottom line is that if you're doing something major to a vehicle, because where we're located, the overhead isn't as much, so spending, you know, $800 in freight suddenly becomes not a big to-do if you're spending significant money and you're getting quantumly greater savings than the money spent. So, and then a lot of the things we do aren't commonly done. So to find someone to do it, I wouldn't be as arrogant to say that no one else does it. Obviously, anything in this world, more than one person does, but they aren't a commoditized activity. So that allows us to be, again, offer something unique to the market.
And again, just to reiterate something I was saying going into the last break, the by-wire technology, we first saw throttle by-wire, and that's very common these days. There's no mechanical linkage between your accelerator pedal and, you know, what used to be a carbureted system, or a fuel injection system. And then the brake by wire has been experimented with a number of manufacturers. And the latest thing is steer by wire. What do you think of this, number one, Max? And when it comes to servicing these electronic components, are they just simply swap them out? You can't really fix them.
Well, they are systems, and they still are using wiring. And they still have issues, and there's protocol and so forth. The biggest issue is it offers a vehicle that's far more capable. That said, anything that's more capable is more sophisticated. More sophisticated means inherently less durable because the more components you have. I'm going to paraphrase, I think it was Alfred P. Sloan, part of the General Motors inception, parts left off don't cost money or break. Meaning if you look at a simpler thing, you don't have to worry about it. They don't cost money, they don't have engineering, they don't have warranties. you know, it's the expectation of the customer, and you are going to find, and I was having fortune to have a conversation with some very well-educated automotive engineers, we are going to have a transition as we had with a horse. So originally, when automobiles first came about, only the well-heeled could afford an automobile, and the average Joe rode a horse. Well, once automobile became a standardized form of transportation, only the well-heeled would afford a horse, and the standard Joe had an automobile. We're going to find that with the same with non-autonomous cars versus autonomous cars. There'll be a point that only the well, right now, only the well-heeled have autonomous cars or ones that are capable of that. The regular Joe doesn't have that. Well, in 15 years, it's going to be the other way around. Only the well-heeled are going to have a car that can be driven and like, a, you know, a gasoline-powered car with a lot of soul. The regular Joe is going to have the autonomous car. So it's interesting how these things flip-flop, and that we're going to see exactly that same thing happen within 15 years, not beyond that, but within 15. So the passion will still be there, just like people are very passionate about their horses, but it's going to be a different demographic. And it's going to be a different person that's going to be involved in that process. So I put the analogy of many of the electric vehicles is that, you know, a Tesla versus, say, conventional muscle car. So the Tesla is a very, on paper, capable car, and this will be a slightly off-color thing, but the Tesla is a test tube as a vintage muscle car is a intimate romp in the sack. One is full of technology, but very little emotion. And the other is a lot of emotion and very little technology.
Exactly. Very well said. Before we run out of time, we want to make sure and remind everybody about your website and your telephone number and anything else that you'd like to promote, Max.
Sure. It's MaximilianMotorsports.com, and the phone number is 360-748-8578.
Excellent. And again, folks, he does it all, whether it's repair, restoration, sales and service. You even do factory scheduled maintenance. That's a great convenience, I would imagine, for lots of folks who might have an exotic vehicle that is far away from a dealership.
For sure. So, like Bentley, you have to go to Portland. So you have to go well over 100 miles away, and for many of the other cars, not even the fact that that part is a big inconvenience, but for most people that requires 2 days lost to transport and collect their vehicle. So the expense of that, beyond the fact that we're offering savings on the service, just the fact that they have 2 days of their life that they aren't wasting towards something that they can get without spending that part of their life doing.
Let's talk about one of the engines available in the Bentley from the Volkswagen Group, and that's the W12 engine. Is that comprised of componentry from the Volkswagen's narrow angle V6, the VR6 engine, or is that a completely from the ground up engine using a different configuration?
So it uses basically two VR6 motors. The factor with that is that it's an engineering similarity, but component exchange is very limited. That's a big factor with that. There's a difference between everything. So yes and no. Just as much as the earlier Audi V8 and the 16-valve Volkswagen, there's a lot of technology share over, but in actual parts, no. So it's not as modular as one would think.
It's amazing to me how much power that General Motors continues to get out of the small small block Chevy, basically the standard Corvette and the Z06 Corvette, the ZR1 Corvette, the ZL1 Camaro. I mean, Ford has now got double overhead cams in their performance vehicles, the Mustang, but there are some significant advantages to an overhead valve engine. Number one, height-wise, they can have a lower hood line with an overhead valve engine rather than a cam engine.
Correct. And, you know, again, sort of like Colin Chapman of Lotus, for speed and lightness, I think a lot of cars were able to have some incredible technology, but they were heavy and complex, and with electronics we're seeing, with electronic valve train and so forth, that's going to change some of the dynamics that were normally were inhibitors. So that's another exciting thing. I think we haven't seen every last drop wrung out of the combustion engine, but definitely the R&D monies spent towards it are really, you know, shifting over to the electric and the hybrid. So we are going to see a little bit of curtailing of some of the technologies because the companies are in desperate race to get those electric vehicles on the road.
That is so true. So, as I say to folks, this is the golden era of performance vehicles. So you better get one while you can, because we're not going to be seeing cars like the Hellcat and Demon from FCA, even some of these Shelbyized vehicles from Ford. It may be an electric hybrid version of that, but things are going to change. So if you're a purist and want a more pure driving experience, you're better off buying that vehicle now or within the next few years before we see them all go away, or at least somewhat go away. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the great services that you offer. One of the biggest problems for a lot of people is getting stuck with a broken timing belt. It's always better to be proactive and get that belt changed in advance or as close to what the factory represents. Is that true, Max?
For sure, and most people aren't frequently aware of
That's it. Well, unfortunately, they're chasing us out the door. When we come back the next time with Max on the program, we'll readdress that and much, much more. Thank you, Max, for your time here today.
Thank you very much.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.